What do you mean, like, the day?
After the game in Nashville where you had 2-0 lead and started.
I don't know. You know, it was weird today because I didn't really think about that, that, you know, we gave up that lead. We were, you know, clearly we were under siege for the second half of that second period, but I thought our goalie, you know, stood tall. Guys committed to blocking shots and get pucks out, and that's a really good team over there. And but it's hard to come back in this league, and you know, we obviously showed that it wasn't that hard when we played at Nashville. But statistically, it's hard to come back in this league, and you know, getting that 3-goal lead, I think that was, that third goal was big for us, because they, you know, you watch that game, they were, it was a probably sizable edge in play in the second half of the game, but you get three, we found a way to hold on to that, and then you know, I think we kind of burst their bubble a little bit when we got that fourth one.
Is it
how Ben Bishop can keep his concentration and focus when he's getting knocked around?
Yeah, I it's hard to comment on that. I thought, I don't know. It's funny sometimes how calls go one way and they don't go the other way. I could sit here and argue a bunch of things that went on in that game tonight. But the one thing is, I know, you know, guys, league's trying to protect goalies, and I am a big believer in going hard to the net. I got no problem with that, but you know, he was getting bumped quite often in the game, and I thought at some point maybe there was going to be a call, but I guess not.
So that's what I'm saying. So but he's able to keep his concentration through that.
Yeah, like, well, you got to think too. He's wearing a lot of pads, so they should be. I don't think it's really hurting him, but it affects you when you get knocked around and stuff like that. And he's a big body, so that obviously works to his benefit. But you know, Bish is a fighter, so he's not one of those guys that's going to lay down there and you know, take getting hit, aka the Montreal game not too long ago. So he'll stand in there, but it's just, it doesn't matter. I think sometimes he might get penalized sometimes for being 6'7", because he's a big guy. I think you get a goalie in there that's 5'10", maybe gets a little bit more benefit of the doubt. Shouldn't work that way, but who knows.
What does this do for the psyche in order to come off the game?
Well, we're in a dogfight here to make the playoffs, and I am ecstatic that we got 2 points out of this game, but we've still got a lot of things to work on in our game. And the one thing, though, that, and I said this the other night, like, the guys, the one thing that they control is their work ethic, and I thought they worked their tails off tonight. I know, well, the second half of the game, we didn't control, you know, much of the play, but that team battled tonight to get 2 points, and so we're not going to, we've been on both sides of this coin, because we've lost games where I thought we did the same thing Dallas did tonight, and we've talked about this quite a bit. You know, what comes around goes around. Sometimes you win them, sometimes you don't. You just got to consistently play well, and I thought we had pretty good legs early, and then it was tough. We lost Johnny for half the second period, so now we're scrambling around with 10 forwards. We're lacking centermen, and we've got a lot of guys with minimal NHL game experience cutting your teeth in that game, and I thought the guys performed great. So eventually, you know, we'll learn from this game, but we're going to walk out of here with 2 points, and that's what we needed. Now it's get ready for Colorado.
What does it say?